While the amount may seem small, the groups that run these street outreach programs usually operate on less than $60,000 a year. Andre Olton is the executive director of the Walker's Point Youth and Family Center in Milwaukee. He says that some homeless kids are so scared and ashamed that they never come to shelters for help.
In order to stay somewhere, they may be trading sex for food or shelter. Sometimes they're living in places that can be dangerous for them, a drug house perhaps. By no means all street youth are in that kind of situation, but the goal for our street outreach is to try to provide a safe place for these kids.
Olton says many of these young people are living on the streets after fleeing dangerous or abusive households. Last year, police received around 26,000 reports of children running away from home, but Olton says that the real number is probably twice that much. The Wisconsin Department of Education estimates that nearly 8,000 K-12 students in the state are homeless. Mike Ewing, Wisconsin Public Radio.